Good
Ruby,
evening. Hello,
how are
Ruby.
you, Hanas? How are
I'm doing
you?
well. Doing well. How did your session
Good.
go?
Which one?
I think the timing of wasn't it this week you're supposed to have the procedure?
Oh, no, I have it on the 27th.
Oh, okay, I missed it by a week. Okay.
Yeah, the 27th. I'm just trying to get everything all lined up now. And I'm just trying to keep a positive attitude about everything and trying to just, you know, just doing the best I can day by day. That's all I can do.
Amen. That's all any of us can do.
Yeah, and coming to terms with being just a sinner and a rotten person. Laughing about it. Huh? And just trying to work, figure it all out and correct it, you know?
Understand. Is there somebody else on as well?
No, I think we're the only two for right now.
Okay. So we'll just wait.
Okay.
Yes, Lynn. Good evening, Hanok.
Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoa. Anna Bakoa, Gedula Chimincha, Tati, Serra, Aleph Bet Gimel, Yutav Tzadi, Kabel Rinat, Amcha Sagvenu, Taharenu, no ra, Kufre Shayan, Sintet Nun. Shna Gibor, Dor Shehudcha, Kivavat, Sham Rem. Nun Gimel Dalet, Yud Kaf Shin. Barhem tacharem, rakamei sitkatcha, tamid gamlem. Betet reish, tzaditav gimel. Chasin kadosh, berov tuvcha, nael adatach. Tet kuf bet, tet nunayin. Yachid geye, lamcha penei, zokre kidushatach. Yud gimelamed, pei zayin kuf. Shavatenu kabel, ushma tziakatenu, yodeya talumo. Shin Kufav Tzadi Yutav. We brought the energy of creation into our space. And now we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. We'll use the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notzer Chesed L'Alafim, Noseon Wafesha Vesata Vinake. We're now going to connect to the energy of this year and some previous years by reading verses from the Tanakh that have the same energy. This year, 5777, is the year of the goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy, and the first one that we will read is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Tzod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. This verse has five words. When we take the first letter of these five words, we're able to parse it into three Hebrew words. Tzatzkiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. And when we take the final letters of the five words in this verse, we're able to permute it into two Hebrew letters, Dir Yam, which means a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy of the year 5777, the year of the goat, is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Because concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And the letters of the name of the year are separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadevaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. We're now going to connect to the energy of the pause, the year of the pause, which is 5776. There are two verses that connect to this energy also. The first that we will read is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yachlu lehavshit. Et kol ha'olot vayechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkadshu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take the first letter of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohe Wahe La La He Wa 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 Yo La Yo Ala Me Hey 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 Aka Are Kacha. The second verse that connects to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bidhu ba Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim. There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year where death is swallowed up forever. The first verse is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. The second verse is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol ha-machavoiya Asher yitchabe sham v'shavtem elai el nafo V'chalakti item v'chayayim yeshno V'aretz v'chipasti O Tov B'kol Alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job, chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelolanetzach yoved roav yom ruayom. And now we will connect to the year of peace in the Middle East, which is the year 5774. And that verse, the one verse that connects to that energy, is 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasam timakom le'ami li'Yisrael unta tivushakan ta vilo yirgaz od vilo yosifu v'nei avla anoto ka asher barishona. And the we're now going to scan the 72 names of God. Now we'll scan the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim who left this day, which is the 26th of Shabbat, Rabbi Shaul ben Rabbi Eliezer Brach of Kashel, Rabbi Yaakov ben Rabbi Moshe Yehuda Lieb Lando, Rabbi Ephraim ben Rabbi Ben Sion Borodiansky, Rabbi Yaakov Landa, Rabbi Yaakov ben Moshe Yehuda Lieb Lando, Rabbi David Halevi Siegel, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Elazar Lehner Ben, and the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach we say in a whisper. So we are doing the Tikkuni Zohar. We're having a class on the Tikkuni Zohar tonight. You will find that class on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, the last row, which is row 19, the second column from the left. When you click on that link, it opens up to a series of classes on the Tikkuni Zohar. And today we are going to do class 9, which starts with section 11A. And we will I think we did the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper, did we not? But in case we didn't, let's do it again. No harm. Section 11A, we first have the Aramaic, and that's followed by the English translation. So I will read a verse, starting with the L'shem Yichud, And then we will scan the rest, and I will direct you as to where the verse that I'm reading has ended. L'shem yichud kud shabari fu ishkinte bithilu urchimu udhilu udhilu urchimu. L'yakta l'shem yudhe bovavhe b'yichuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'sok Torah mitzvah. Vayehi Noam Adonai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodanei aleinu ma'asei yadeinu kodaneihu. Vayehu b'habadala minayhu vayidahu ki aromimim hem minayhu v'gufa unshemata v'rucha un pasha aromim mekot not or tinun meor chayesh meori haesh ugin deva shabbat it chazalon ve'ed lakat shargad shabbat Petarin petilot daesh. Ugmotzi shabbat yitavarun manihu takinu. Lami mar b'motzia shabbat havadala baesh. And we'll start scanning from the middle of line 4, right after the colon. Section 11a in the English. The mystery of Havdalah is the recognition of the gradient of light that is added on Shabbat and taken away thereafter, reminding us of the separation that occurs in the Garden of Eden following the unmasking of form from its spiritual sheath. By extension, the covenant of circumcision is the removal of the veil that shields the light, making the membrane once again permeable. For consciousness, this is the thought that covers or obscures the true light of wisdom. It is the line of demarcation between the rising of the Shekhinah and its suppression. This is why the holidays, including Shabbat, shine with a special light. The evil inclination represents the thought that takes you away from the contemplation of holiness. Conversely, the prayers are what bind you to holiness. It is the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh that is at the center of holiness, and this is what destroys or slaughters the evil inclination. It is during the recital of the Shema that the spear of unity slices through the chaos of the evil inclination and resolves the shattered pieces into the unity that is called true. The metaphors of sling and tefillin Shema and ammunition have to do with the parsing of thought that takes place when we eliminate the negative attractions, that the world accrues to us in our unconscious state. When we make a conscious effort to ameliorate these thoughts, we do indeed break through that attraction, in effect, replacing the subconscious impulse with our conscious intention, symbolized by the Shema. The spirit of the Vav of the middle pillar mimics the actions of thought that centers itself on the deepest relationships that are established within prayer. Most notably, it is our recognition of the relationship that is active in awakening our intention to remember the underlying mystery of thought. It is one thing to understand the relationships within Tefillin and its adherence to the covenant. It is another thing to become aware of the practical aspects of these relationships in our daily affairs. Now, here is a deep mystery. The covenant, the earth, the foreskin, the soil, the blood, and the altar, and the saving from the angel of death are connected. Here we are making a connection, a covenant, and then a dissolution, circumcision. The veils are parted, and the earth, or the result of intention, is given life, or spirit, which is the blood. This prevents the angel of death from ever coming near. The altar is the attention we give to our higher thoughts, constantly weaving them ever higher and deeper into the fabric of our souls. In the covenant, in circumcision, what is taken away is the ability for the dominance of the evil inclination. Once taken away, any time it accrues, it may be death with by shedding its skin as a snake sheds its own skin, leaving the shell behind. Creation proceeds much in the same manner, discarding its failed experiments for those that promote rather than destroy creation's purpose. The evil inclination exists in the world because of the thoughts that have been left over from the chaos of its creation. These thoughts include those errant thoughts of the father that would unduly influence the child, if not for the ritual of circumcision that acts to wipe clean the slate of birth to promote the natural state of innocence. The snake, that which is trod underfoot, is the remnant of those thoughts and must be, in effect, ritually slaughtered time and again. Klipot are those thoughts that fail to unite with their maker and exist in short cycles of embodiment, only to lose their form due to their lack of coherence to any underlying principle. This is the first husk, or tohu. The second husk, or the void, wherein there is the breaking apart of the tenuous attractions that cause the instability in the first place. The third husk of the darkness refers to that state of being where the nothing becomes compacted and suddenly becomes something. For example, the light. 3 years shall it be as forbidden unto you, it shall not be eaten. And as to the fruit, it is, and in the fourth year all of the fruit thereof shall be holy, for giving praise unto the Lord. And of them from the aspect of the foreskin, four entered paradise, three who ate those husks and died, a fourth lived who ate the fruit and discarded the husk, like Rabbi Meir, who ate the inside of a pomegranate and discarded the shell. That's the end of section 11A. Does anybody have a question? Let us continue and scan the Aramaic for section 11B. Section 11B in the English. The fruit of the light is the brain that discerns its own innate connection within and without. It is like the passing of the idea through until Bina, where it bursts into being, overflowing with abundance of becoming symbolized by Chesed, the fourth Sephirah. This is the fruit of holiness. The three who ate the husks partook of the gleanings of wisdom, and yet did not perceive its kernel could never be at peace, since the unity was not coherent. In contrast, the one, Rabbi Meir, who ate of the kernel, perceived the higher wisdom and learned the pathways of unification. The rules of halakha are in a similar way compared to the deeper meaning that occur in the various levels of interpretation of these laws. The fourth mitzvah alluded to is seeing the end in sight of the beginning. The lower Shekhinah symbolizes the current that is realized via machlot, malchut, as a result of its flowing forth initially from Chachma. Although the focus seems changed, the subject is still the unraveling of meaning. The Torah is taken from Keter, representing a shell in itself, and yet there is the reflection in Tiferet called the crown of glory that is brought about by the righteous one. To exploit the crown is to only see the surface of meaning and not all of its layers, including its kernel. There is then the oral from Givurah and the written Torah from Chesed, both of these layers of meaning that have been perceived. All of these layers of Torah adhere to each other and interpenetrate one another. The central pillar is the connecting link out of which the Shekhinah flows. It is therefore called by its aspects, and yet it retains its truth throughout. The expression of the Torah of truth is its opening signified by the female and represented as well in the drop-down configurations of the divine name, joining within each other. Subsequently, the Torah is given via its opening meaning, that the level of meaning called Malchut is the direct reflection of above, although the back of the reflection, or the Achorah. The gate of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh opens at first with the outer keys, which are the Sephirot, leading from Keter through Malchut. And the inner key is the kernel that is sought. The journey of wisdom, then, is to seek this kernel past all its layers, and effect becoming the receptacle for this kernel. This internal becoming of the receptacle for the kernel of meaning is the essence of Kabbalah. It is the answered question that rises above. David understood that only by letting go could he go further within. He realized that the essence of thought is to become conscious of its kernel, or source emanation. He recognized that all was taking place within. The Shekhinah is the fire offering that takes place via the fire of consumption. This consumption is the unification of a series of revelations that literally brings about the fire that is within, that is the holiness or connecting link with the source emanation. Upon that which is received, Kabbalah, Israel, asks no other surety from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but for Zot to redeem them from exile. Here is what is said, and yet for all that, the Hebrew word is Zot, when they are in the land of their enemies. And that's the end of section 11b. Are there any questions? We're now going to read, we're going to scan section 12a in the Aramaic. Section 12a, in English. Speaking of this refers to the kernel of which all inquiries are directed towards. This kernel is the destination and its starting point. It is through the operation of the Shekhinah that this is revealed. In all inquiries, including the Sephirot themselves and the vowel points, the cantillation notes all reveal what this is now specifically seen from the aspect of Cholem. the numerical equivalent of words and phrases, regardless of their method of reckoning, exists purely for the relationships that may be shown in their comparisons. These relationships point to the various aspects of the divine in all things. The latter, from Shemot 28:12, refers to the vowel points, but also indicates the redemption of Israel, since by rising above we negate the effects of the Yetzer Hara, concentrating thereby on holiness and making that the object of our intended meditation. The fifth mitzvah is to hold sacred that holiness which comes about through prayer. Its focus is therefore internal and does not embrace the outer world against which the 39 prohibitions are to guard against. The sacred daughter is prayer, and the result of prayer, that is the recognizance of the Shekhinah, that is the current upon which prayer travels. The Shekhinah flows through all 10 of the Sefirot, which are called the many Sabbaths. Holiness transforms itself into the object of its awakening. The mystery of the observance of the Sabbath is spoken of and compared to the limits and borders of the sea. Our thoughts reside within the sea called consciousness, numerous beyond counting, and all of them, like the children of Israel, are sacred to Hashem. They, our thoughts, are the Torah of our lives. Now, if we are not mindful of these thoughts during the Sabbath or the time of reflection, then what is their purpose? The Sabbath is the time of cohesion, or the coming together of thought into a unified whole, and is indeed the time and space for this covenant of unity, wherein we reflect upon our thoughts in order to make sense of them and to unify them above. During the Sabbath, we bind those thoughts that have been issued in error or the worn ox. What is the result of such unification and such binding? It is the awareness of the Shekhinah that is revealed in the divine name. Therefore, the delight of Shabbat is in fulfilling the recognition that we are tied intimately to our consciousness, and that we make repairs to that consciousness by binding and purifying the bad and opening ourselves up to the good that we have been thinking about. It lies within our domain to both rise above and to overcome within. When we rise above consciously, we unify with that which is continuously rising above, symbolized by Chesed. Now the river that emerges is the Shekhinah, the unifying current that waters the garden, which is in effect our consciousness. The only thing we can compare this connecting influence is to the holiness above, which about which we have no comprehension of other than as an experience of faith. It is called Mufia, because we cannot conceive of a thought that would emanate from there, even though we are in the recipients of this higher flow. We say, yes, there is, and then let go, becoming the channel for this irrigation, which of the fields of mind that are nurtured by holiness. A curious phenomena occurs during Torah study when we make the leap of faith from one part to another, sensing and then knowing with an innate certainty the connections that we have just established. These moments of awakening are powered by this dew. It is a drop of the Shekhinah, making you aware of its essence and giving you a taste of holiness. It is this dew that opens the mind for its highest awakening, literally bringing into being those pathways via which you travel in the realms of holiness. And furthermore, and the wise will shine, in the sixth mitzvah found in the word Bereshit Bayit is there. This is what it is said. This is what is said. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, a bayit, and the swallow, the drawer, a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. Are there any questions? We are at the end of section 12A. We will scan section 12B. Section 12B in the English. The concept of drawer or bird, a specific bird, and its nest or the bird, its house, refers to the idea that out of chaos, the natural state of being is to produce order. This is to say that if a drawer bird will have its nest, how much more so will we build our house of prayer or house of study? It is the agency then of the masters of Torah, Mishnah, and Kabbalah to continuously elicit the response of the Shekhinah, building pathways within that which the soul is to its own holy connection. Creation proceeds via the letters that are woven inside of the consciousness of the primordial person, the archetype that is coexisting within the Garden of Eden. These letters are made up of the colors, which are the intention of a person, which then determines the events that come into being. The vowel points accentuate the intention, the colors that makes up the background or firmament through which all we see appears. The cantillation notes are the vehicles. They carry the letters with their colors and vowel points to the destination that is envisioned. All that we find is because of the active awareness of the Shekhinah that awakens through our Torah inquiry. We begin this process when we are open to the Shekhinah, which then illuminates the mysteries we are pondering. Marot, or visions, called by extension the bitter sign, are transformations of consciousness that take place upon the realization of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It is as if at first an ordinary piece of quartz is transformed by shaping it into a prism that then reveals the colors already present. The letters are building blocks of creation. First, the bayit is built through visualization. In this visualization, this house or temple contains the sephirot within it that connects in active emanation, flowing from the point within the house, the dagesh, which turns out to be Keter, the sapphire that emanates the holiness from within. The wise that shine do so like manner from the inspiration of the holy lamp. The sapphires that shine in the letter Bet all emanate from one sapphire, Keter, that is the dagesh within the letter. All emanation therefore partakes of the brilliance of this initial emanation. It is the recognition of the glory of God that illuminates these emanations of Sephirot that follow. Therefore, it is wisdom that builds the house, meaning for the enlightened ones that their inspiration proceeds from the holy lamp. The three patriarchs received the initial inspiration that verifies and completes the Shekhinah. It is their revelation upon which Israel is built. Yachin and Boaz, the light and dark pillars, and their synthesis in the middle pillar refer also to the three patriarchs. Their influence is the connection with the Shekhinah, whose connection is symbolized by the three hooks, the Vavs. Hey, hey, take from the middle pillar, called the middle bar, called bars after its name. This is what is said. And five bars for the boards of the other side of the tabernacle. We have completed section 11 and 12 tonight. And this is where we will stop. Next week, we will pick up at section 13. Does anybody have any questions? I wish you all a beautiful evening. Tomorrow, Wednesday at 4:30, we will have a mini Zohar class, and at 7 o'clock, we will have our question and answer session. Shalom to all.
Thank you, Anna.
Shalom.
Thank you.